Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
Really excited to be joined this week by Tenille Arts. And you're saying you're hanging out in your apartment. I'm hanging out in my spare bedroom upstairs in my condo. What a weird time that we're in right now.
I know. It's literally everybody's lives have been adjusted and we've had to try to go along with it, you know?
Yeah. No, it's so weird. So I got to say off the top, I'm so proud of you. And I know that sounds weird, but for a Canadian doing what you're doing is just so great. And I love the fact that we've sort of watched this grow and grow and grow into what it is. It still must not be real to you because it's just crazy. What's going on with Tenille Arts? Like, I just can't believe how much great things are going on.
Thank you. I mean, it's been really crazy. I just think, you know, I feel so lucky that I've been able to continue making music and doing all of the things during a pandemic. And I mean, being in Nashville and starting to get some traction here, I just, you know, it's all because of all the support that I've had in Canada. So it means a lot to me to even be able to sit here and be in Nashville and live in my dream here.
It is so unbelievably exciting what's going on with your song right now in the States. You currently have a top five song today, which is awesome stuff. Not that I didn't think it was going to go this high, but I remember we keep checking it every week and talking to Rob on your team. And I'd be like, hey, you know, Tenille Arts is top 20, she's top 15, she's top 10. Now that song is top five. You must be having such a blast with it.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, I've just been trying to celebrate every single milestone because, I mean, you really don't know when the last, you know, milestone is going to be, and hopefully it's number one, but I'll definitely be celebrating, you know, top five, and then any higher we get after that, I'm just like, man, it just feels like a whirlwind, and especially weird because normally when you have a song that's doing well at country radio, you're like, or on the road and you get to hang out with people and hear your song being, you know, sang back to you and all of that. But I haven't experienced any of that. So I feel like once I do, I think it'll all feel a little more real.
Do you have a celebration party, like an idea planned if it does go number one? Some people do some crazy things for their first number ones.
I know. I really don't have anything planned. I like feel like I'm going to jinx it if I try to like plan something. So I don't know yet, but I'm sure we'll come up with something really awesome.
I don't know. Jumping out of a plane. I've seen that before. Oof. Like just stuff like, you know, crazy things.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that. I am way too scared to jump out of a plane, but maybe I'll do something else wild.
Was watching bungee jumping videos. I don't know why that happened yesterday, but I was thinking, man, I've always wanted to do it, but I would never be able to. I just think about that going, man, I don't know if I could ever do that at all.
I know. Well, I would just be like the unlucky one that something bad would happen.
She has the number one song. Oh, that's
nice. Yeah, I know.
So you're doing a lot of US stuff now. And when they find out you're from Canada, what's some of the weird questions you're getting about Canada?
Well, most of it is like, okay, where on a map are you from? Because they, you know, a lot of people don't really know, especially where like Weyburn, Saskatchewan is. I don't expect them to know where that is, you know, but it's always like a little geography lesson where, what, you know, what state it's above and all that stuff. And, yeah, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the questions have to do with that. And they all want to know what's so great about Tim Hortons, which I could go on and on about. And
do you miss Tim Hortons? Like, is there a bit of a missing going on?
Oh, yeah. Like, I have not found anything like similar here. Like, I know people are like, oh, Dunkin' Donuts is like similar, but I really don't think it is. Like, there's nothing that's the same as Tim Hortons. So I definitely miss it a lot. And I miss how convenient it was because there was one on like every corner.
Yeah. I was chatting with Megan Patrick and we were talking about things that she misses and that she gets sent to her from Canada. Is there anything that you're getting sent, like care packages that you're like, oh man, that's a taste of home? Because you probably haven't been home in about a year.
Yeah, I actually did make it home for Christmas, but had to quarantine for like 2 weeks. And by Christmas Eve, I was set free and was able to see my family. But the one thing for me is like, I am obsessed with ketchup chips. Like, I love them so much. And, you know, there was at one point here, I also love All Dressed chips. I just love chips in general. But the All Dressed chips, they had like a Canadian version or whatever that came out in the US, and I can't find them now anywhere. I don't know if they just like got discontinued or what, but they have yet to come out with ketchup chips. So I'm still, yeah, I still just try to get those every time I go home.
I mean, you got to do that. I'm a chip person too. I actually legitimately have to tell myself chips once a week. And because, you know, during COVID, it's just so easy to be like, oh, it's chip time. And any time is chip time, you know? So
it's so true. I like, that's seriously so true. I can't buy them because I'd have to eat like the entire thing, or I think about them constantly.
I'll just go down and grab a couple during a work break. And then it's like, oh man, that bag is almost gone. Like I might as well I can't leave those. Like that's kind of, you know, so are you able to do things in Nashville? Like, is it opening up a little bit more? Are you getting out? Or are you still sort of home a lot?
I mean, I've still been home a lot. I've been, you know, going to restaurants and stuff, especially now that things are, I mean, it's so much warmer out now than it was before. So like patios and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know. I try to stay as safe as possible. And but Nashville's definitely opening up. I don't know if you've seen videos of what Broadway looks like, but it is full-blown crazy again.
I can't believe how quickly things have opened up in the States. And it's like, I don't know. Like, you know, I guess you have to start somehow. But talk about, like, just jumping into the deep end, right? Like, there's no, there was no little, like, let's ease into this. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going for like the herd immunity thing or what. Yeah. It's been crazy.
All right, so crazy storms going through the Nashville area. Were you impacted at all? Are you everything good with you?
Everything's good with me. I was thankful. You know, I really didn't even see. I mean, obviously it rained a lot, but we didn't get any of the hail or anything bad on the side of town that I'm on. But I've seen, you know, pictures and videos of kind of the east side, and it got really crazy over there. So thankfully I wasn't impacted by it, but yeah, Nashville's been going through it.
Well, and it's funny because not funny, but like last year's tornadoes, right, hit just before COVID, and they seem like they happened so long ago. And then now this year's stuff, it's, I don't know, the weather's getting pretty crazy everywhere. I mean, Alberta just had grass fires and a snowfall warning all like in the same day. It's like, what is going on? Yeah. It's just,
that's wild.
I'm pumped for it. And I know you must be as well. Can't wait to hear your new song live. You must be so excited to get out on the road and play it.
I'm super, super excited about that. I just feel like it's going to be like an entire year of like, you know, this build up. It's all going to happen at one time. And, you know, I will, you know, wait as long as it takes to safely be able to experience that feeling, because it's just, it's one of those things that I know it will happen, and it's just a matter of time. So
let's talk about it'll be fun. The awards show coming up. You're nominated for, is it an ACM or CMA? I think it's
ACM.
ACM, right?
Yeah.
And that's coming real quick. Are you nervous about that? Are you going to the ceremony? What's going on?
Yeah, I think they're going to have like a small awards show. So I will definitely be there if possible. And I'm just excited to, you know, be a part of it. And I'm not expecting anything. I'm just going to go and have a good time and hopefully, you know, meet a lot of people that I've always wanted to meet and just have a great night, because I really think, you know, the nomination is like, it deserves a celebration on its own. So I'm just going to go and have a good time.
Who in that category, especially when you see your name next to you, has just made this thing so crazy for you?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I just think literally every woman in this category has had an incredible year. You know, Gabby and Ingrid have both had number ones. Mickey performed on the Grammys, and Kaylee's been, you know, releasing duets with like Reba. So I think every single girl in that category is just, you know, doing their own thing and paving their own path. And I just think that's super awesome. So I'm excited to be alongside all of them and hope that we're kind of like the next generation of country music here, because they're all amazing.
Are you guys helping each other? Like, is there sort of a group that maybe you belong to, of maybe artists that have sort of, you know, been successful and sort of are teaching you some things? Is there any role models in Nashville for you right now that you hang out with?
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of really awesome women that have kind of paved the path for others. And I mean, I was a part of CMT, Next Women of Country, and there were so many artists that sent in like congratulations videos. Like mine was from Carly Pierce. Another girl's was from like Maren Morris. And so there's kind of this like thing with that of just like wanting to help out the next generation, which I think is so awesome. And yeah, I don't really get a sense of cattiness at all. I think everybody's just excited that women are having a big comeback right now. And I think it's awesome. I think it's going to be like the 90s and we're all going to have our own place on country radio. So
well, I'm excited. And especially Canadian women. I mean, like, you know, Tennille Towns, Lindsay L, yourself, like just coming down there and dominating. It's Thank such you. A good time right now.
It is. I mean, I'm super proud of all of the women that have, you know, made the trip from Canada to Nashville, because I think, you know, they're right now, this is kind of the place to be to write your songs and to make music. And I just feel really thankful that Canada is so supportive about that, because we, you know, we're trying really hard to make the best music that we can. So I'm so glad that they're all here.
You've been doing this for a long time. When you think of Tennille Arts, I mean, I'm trying to remember the first time we had met, or the first time, you know, I'd heard of you, and you really were traveling Canada for several years.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Like, it's not like you're a new artist. Was there someone that kept you going? Like, I mean, because again, to be doing it as long as you've been doing it, there must have been a lot of down days where, you know, this is not happening. Things are tough. Like, who kept you going and what kept you going?
I mean, I think I was really fortunate to have super supportive parents and just family in general, because when I started coming to Nashville, it was like, you know, my mom had to come with me for like 2 weeks at a time. And my little sister was just like, you know, hanging out with my dad, and he was trying to drive her to all of her, you know, dance lessons and all that stuff. Like, it really was a family thing, and they made a lot of sacrifices and helped me out a lot. So I think the thing that kept me going on the days where it was like a little more tough, just thinking about, you know, I'm here in Nashville, I'm away from my family. I just want to make these moments away from them count. And so I just every day woke up and tried to do the best that I could that day for my career. And that's really the thing that kept me going, because I just wanted to be able to celebrate moments with them and have it be, you know, all of these days away from them, have it all be worth it.
Live performances and things, are you doing any of those? And people can just check it out on your website or your Facebook. Can people see you right now?
Yeah. yeah. I mean, if people want to follow along, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all of those places. And I have been doing a few live streams and things like that. I did a show last night here in Nashville that was live streamed. So if people want to follow along, I'm always posting about that stuff so they can keep up with it if they want to.
If you need any help celebrating at number one, if it happens, you let me know. I'll be there. Oh, I can't be there. I'm not allowed, but I'll be there in spirit, Tennille. I'll be there.
Thank you. I will take you up on some ideas for the number one party.
Because I watch it every week and I'm just like, oh, I just hope it happens for you. I just, you know, happen to someone nicer. Tennille, thank you very much. And I know you have so many of these going on and so much stuff in the U.S. I just love you took some time today.
Oh, well, thank you so much for chatting with me. And hopefully I'll be back up to Canada really soon and we can hang out, because it's long overdue.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.